And we're going in.
Yeah.
And we're going in for a quickie today.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Sebastian, run that shit the fuck back. Body positivity.
Yeah. I don't know who Sebastian is. Yeah. There you go. That's
body
my boy.
Positivity.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah. You're fat, but it's okay.
Uh-huh.
Right. People love you just the way you are.
That's what they say.
You're very fucking wholesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. And you don't need to look better.
Nope.
Nope.
Cause nobody's gonna love you anyway, bitch.
That's right.
Damn, okay.
God damn, but I'm body positive, but I'm body positive.
And you have 3 kids, but it's still cool cause there's still gonna be a bozo who finds
300 pounds? Like 300 pounds?
That's cool. That's
to me, that's not enough.
Fact.
More pounds on my plate. More pounds on my plate. More pounds in my plate.
That shit's great.
Put your fat in my face. Put your fat in my face. Put your flabs in my face. Damn. I know you got a lawsuit against Burger King.
Yep. Uh-huh.
But that's okay. That's okay. Cause you're not fucking fat. You're on pace. Yeah. Rode the summer in my ass. Road to summer in my ass.
Road to summer in my ass.
It's a rocky fucking road. It's not rocky fucking road. It's a fucking heck, Robbie.
Yeah, you're beautiful just the way you are.
Yeah,
shout out Bruno Mars.
People love you. When I look into your gorgeous eyes, I can barely tell that you're fucking fat. Body positivity, body positivity,
body positivity. We're only going in like that because these shirts probably only gonna go up to 2X. So lose some weight for us, please.
No, no, body positivity.
If I'm being honest, you could be fatter. You should get fatter. You should do. You should reach for extra meat and extra thighs and extra wings and extra fries.
Yeah, but if you want a gold shirt,
hey,
yeah,
get the merch. Get the merch. Get the merch.
Get the merch.
Get the merch. Get the merch.
We don't have size Covija, but we might have to get you one. Cause everyone around here is loved.
Right. Love.
Yeah. We love you.
As long as you're up to 2X.
We love you even if you're diabetic. Yeah. We love you even if you're fat and ugly. We love you.
Even
we love you.
Keep eating candy. I'm sure that's great for your health. I'm sure that's great for your sugar.
Clog your arteries with love. Clog your arteries with love. Clog your arteries with love.
Kidney stones, eh? Kidney stones, eh?
Health problems. What are they?
Stones, kidney stones.
You don't have the merch.
You don't have them.
Diabetes, eh?
That was Johnny subliminal messaging. Get the merch. Get the merch.
Hey, we love the fucking boy, Lalo.
It's your boy, Anifi, Nitedre from the AM to the motherfucking Z, baby. What's up?
Johnny, what's up?
It's Gazelle.
What's up, boys?
We got Beto in the back, one on the ones and twos. What's up, Beto?
What's up?
Say hi to the people. How you feeling, Beto?
What's up, people?
How's the road to summer?
It's over.
Yeah, I know.
Made it.
I could tell.
She's dead.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Let's fucking address the small elephant in the room. Let's not use elephant. Let's just be more body positive.
The
rhinoceros in the room.
The gazelle in the room.
The petite little flamingo
the
in the
elephant
room.
Elephant X in the room.
Yeah.
There you go.
Got it.
So as you can see that we got on, what do we have on right now?
Shirts.
We have shirts on.
Khakis.
Right now. But not just any type of shirts, right?
Shoes, underwear.
We have what is seen as in the foreseeable future as the merch for Ponte Las Pilas podcast.
Beto, pat all around. I'll look at the camera. Try to get the merch in there.
All of them. Just clicking the fastest fuck. Oh,
shit. Show you.
We're giving people seizures and shit.
Go left to right.
Yeah, but as you can see, we have Johnny over there in the what is the and in the white shirt, the plain white shirt.
Wait, let me move the mic out the bit.
It already has a mustard stain on it, bro. That's crazy. How do you like the way it feels, Johnny?
I think it feels tight. I like the material. It's like different. It's not like super like cottony. Like this one's like, I don't know, it's like nylon in a way. I don't know. I don't know the type of material it is, but it's really like breathable. Like it feels like you could breathe.
Mm. And Lalo, what color do you have on?
That shit don't got asthma.
I think it's a tan.
That's a tan, right?
Yeah.
That's a tan like the color.
Big logo perfect tan.
In the beginning.
I like it. Very promo-y, but I like it.
Fact.
Yeah. Gazelle, you have the line. You got Metallica and shit. Mm-hmm. Sorry, bro. You got the lightning bolts and everything. If you guys can't see right now, just giving you guys a big sample of what you're gonna feel tonight.
When you put this shit on, you go. Lightning bolts, baby.
Yeah. Okay, so right here, I have I think it's the sand, right? Mm-hmm. Or sand, or light, or dark, or tan, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it has just a little pocket version of the podcast logo on it. And we're going to be selling these shirts for $600 a piece. And make sure you guys go and cop. Our pre-sale, we have already put dates out for the pre-sale. When is the dates for the pre-sale?
August 2nd.
Through the 11th.
Through to the 11th.
Right when the fucking pay period happens. We're not stupid, mm-hmm. brother. We know you got to pay child support and all that bullshit. So we decided to do it on days when you get paid. So make sure you guys keep an eye out for that. We're fucking excited as fuck about this.
And Tito style too in the back.
Yeah. Yeah, Tito style on the back. He has a one of las pilas.
I know this one looks the best right now, but it's because I'm wearing it.
Yeah. Anyway. You fill it out nicely because the road to summer failed. But yeah. We're having a good time. I know you guys been waiting on the fucking merch.
He did lose weight, you piece of shit.
Nah, he did lose weight. Just not in his stomach. It's just everywhere else.
Body positivity.
We love you, even though you're fat. It's okay. Yeah, but we know you guys have been waiting for the fucking marriage, been bugging us. Ugh.
Annoying ass people.
Even though we're trying to make money off y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, because y'all are just.
I'm sorry we don't fucking drop fucking outfits every fucking week to get more money and squeeze it all out of you every week and get a Patreon and give you a half ass episode and squeeze more money out of you.
I'm sorry
we don't do that.
We should do that.
Go find other podcasts to do that shit. There's a lot of them that do it.
As silly as it sounds, we've tried our best to not really take advantage of you guys, even though we fuck around and say that we're going to do it anyway.
We don't make no money, though.
We don't make any. We don't have handles on Versus. The road to summer failed.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go fucking hang around in LA with fucking losers all day in network.
Yeah.
It's whack.
We should.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that.
Sometimes you. Nah,
I'm going
to be over there with everybody. Like, oh, I don't even know what you like to eat.
Yeah,
but I'm your homie. Compose with me.
How can I use you?
Fuck you, bitch. I'm not hanging out with you, loser. Stop inviting me.
So we've never been about those vibes, and that's why it took so long to get the merch, because we didn't want to just snuff you guys out of some fucking cheap ass material. We could print anything on any fucking AAA shirt if we wanted to, and just fucking made you look terrible out there promoting our podcast. But we want you guys to have shirts that you guys actually like, not just shirts that you're I'm supporting the podcast.
Not only y'all, but us too.
Yeah, I mean, because this is for us.
Like, we want to like that shit too. It's not just, whatever, let's then.
Imagine we just give them some AAA shirts. We keep these.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we're wearing the same ones.
Yes. I mean, like I said, but we're all excited about this. When I first saw the samples and shit that you sent me for the design, I'm gonna be honest, I was kind of skeptical, especially about the lightning and shit. Mm. But then it grew on me and shit, and it looks really fucking good. And I think it's going to be the best-selling shirt, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think the one you're wearing is going to be the...
I also like that green one that we can't. It's off camera right now. But there's a green one back there, and there's also
like
olive green, right? Like military green, army green.
Yeah.
And then we have like a gray on black one, mm-hmm. and that one looks sick as fuck.
The cookies
like
and cream one.
Okay, and we have the cookies and cream one too.
And each design is gonna be available in each color.
So yeah,
it's not just like
we're only up to 2X. Don't get crazy now.
Yeah, crazy. It's looking like only 2X, but we're trying to find another producer with these shirts that go up to 3X. They're heavy shirts.
What are you trying to say about our fans?
They're fat.
They're hefty.
Body positivity.
Yeah, yeah, but we're body positive though.
Hefty, goes up to 2X.
Hefty. But luckily, that's my favorite type of bag.
My favorite type 2 diabetes. But yeah.
And Gazelle, what's your favorite shirt out of all?
The one I'm wearing. That's
your favorite design.
Yeah, this one's hard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Fuck the rest of them.
I like this one.
No one.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite is the one they're wearing.
No, I think that's probably my favorite. The one that Tito's wearing. That
thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's
But it's probably because Tito's wearing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What are you, James?
I don't like any of these shirts. Imagine. No, I like this one for sure that I'm wearing for sure. But yeah. I do like that green one over there. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's something that's drawing me to it. And also this one. But I have that one.
So. We're going to try to, right now after this podcast, we're gonna do a photo shoot. We're going to probably jump in and out of it so you can see us in the different shirts.
Yeah, make sure you guys comment down below which ones did you guys like the most. You know, the ones that you've seen, at least on here. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, maybe when you guys see the other designs, you can comment about that one too and shit. Yeah.
So remember, guys, it's going to be made to order too. So it's like pre-orders starts, what, August 2nd?
August 2nd.
And we're going to run it all the way to the 11th. And the 11th is the cutoff date. And then after that, then they go into production. We take what we got as an order. We take it into production. It technically never sells out because we don't have a limit on anything.
Yeah.
But it's sold out. Technically, once it's sold out on the August 11th, we're sold out, you know, like,
yeah.
Until like further notice.
The reason we're doing that is, well, there's a few reasons, but I think the main reason is because we actually don't have a gauge on how many fucking shirts are going to sell.
Yeah.
So it's like, how the fuck, what if we make all these fucking shirts? Which, by the way, I feel like regardless, you motherfuckers would buy them.
Yeah.
And we would sell it out, but just to be a little on the safe side.
Yeah.
we'll make the exact same that you guys ordered.
Like, we'll just come up with like three shirts and then we'll just see how that goes from there.
Yeah, three shirts. Yeah, being completely transparent, some of these shirts that we're wearing, the type of shirt, I don't know how much it is to get it. If I did, I would tell you. But most of these shirts, people, when they put a logo on it, they'll sell it to you for $50.
Yeah.
And they make a fat ass profit. But I'm not trying to do that this time around.
Yeah. Don't get used to this. The fuck?
This time. Like, it's a great quality shirt, and there's always going to be a base of a, like, at least I'm going to try. And I'm saying I'm because I'm the one talking to the homie Juan. Shout out to homie Juan that's helping us do everything, by the way, too.
Yeah, shout out Juan.
I'm always going to try to make a shirt, get in the lineups, and then, like, it always be, like, the base price or, like, a shirt that's always rotating that's always, like, at least $30. So I'm thinking, like, 30 to 35 is what we're pushing right now for, like, a shirt because we don't want to fucking charge you guys, like, 60. Pretty sure. Not right now, but once hits start happening in a sense of, like, little hit tags here and there or, like, embroidery, then, like, the price has to go up because we're going to end up paying more for it to be made.
Yeah. What's the hardest, like, clothing for you to buy, like, in the sense of, like, this shit doesn't fit right or it doesn't, like, look good or, like, it's hard to find some shit that you're just, like,
jerseys
yeah. For you, yeah,
because
Mexican jerseys or
yeah, any soccer jerseys yeah
those shits are too tight
because they're too tight or it's like it'll come like the authentic
those shits will blow your self-esteem like away and shit
XL
but then you see a fucking somebody's steel inside of those Caesars and it's like this and you're like, you know what, I think I'm doing pretty well for myself.
Yeah. Going to H&M and everything's XL, yeah. But everything's slim fit, and then
the thing you look at Messi's jersey and shit, and that shit's all baggy and shit, bro, in the wind and shit.
Yeah,
that
was also in tip-top shape.
Oh, but it still looks baggy.
Yeah, get off his sack.
Yeah, fuck. That's my king. Yeah, you fucking, yeah. But what about you? What about you, Johnny? What's the hardest for you to buy? Underwear?
No, I would say jeans, just because it's like, because I get like Levi's and shit, and there's certain ones that like some shrink in the washer, and like you have to know what kind to get. But I see that, or shirts, like Milo said, like just because it's like it's annoying because there's certain stores that have like for example, it's some stores that have a 2X and then it doesn't fit me, but another store that has 2X will fit me.
Yeah,
so it's just fucking confusing.
Did you guys know? I saw this TikTok. This one guy, he was like, it was a funny video. He was yelling at the camera like,
I'll take your word for it.
Stop fucking boiling your clothes.
Like, what?
Do you work in an oil rig?
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
It's like he's pretty much telling you like how to do laundry.
Like now, how?
We've been doing it wrong for a long time.
Yeah.
Apparently, you don't need fabric softener. You can just use like white vinegar, and like it softens your clothes. You don't have to use like a full cup of detergent. That we all do that shit, right? Like, and it's because like, obviously, like the soap, the detergent companies want you to fucking use it quicker, right? So you're supposed to like feel it even less. And like, he's like, this fucking detergent is so strong. They make it so strong that you don't even need all of it.
I don't believe people like that, though.
I do. Bro.
I don't, bro. Because those be the same people that fucking stink, bro. Like, they be saying shit like that, bro.
Crystals on their
you don't even need that shit, bro.
I don't know.
You don't even need deodorant. Fuck out of here, bro. No, you fucking you need it.
Yeah, it's just rub this crystal on you. You don't stink. And it's like, no, you stink, though.
But and then he just said that.
You stink, though.
You know the dryer sheets?
Yeah.
Apparently, like, those are like terrible for your machine, too.
Who cares? Makes it smell good.
It fucks up your machine.
I'm not here for a good time for,
you know,
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm not here for a good time at all, actually.
Those shits are expensive.
I'm not here for a long time or a good time.
You know,
I don't even know.
Way off the list.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it's hats, bro. Like, I always have trouble finding hats to actually fit my head.
You got a little
like,
head, that's why.
Yeah, I have a toddler head, bro.
Toddler.
Dead ass, bro. To a point where, I mean, we've made this joke before, but I've tried on Lalo's hats before, like, and that shit, I just look like a little fucking mining boy, bro. I look like I'm about to go dig coal for 7 hours.
You guys want to see?
With no breaks and
you
shit.
You guys want to see?
No, we're good.
Have we tried youth?
You guys don't want to see it. It's just hilarious. You guys want to see it?
All right, we'll do it real quick. We've been sweating in that bitch, bro.
I know, it's hot as fuck in here, bitch.
Oh, it's not. AC's kicking.
Look at this.
Excuse me, sir. Can I have some more food, please?
Can't even see his eyes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, bro. Hats are always hard as fuck. But not only because of like how like big sometimes hats are, but also because like the shape of hats, because they're not all the same, bro. There's like
A-frames,
there's K-frames. I don't know. There's all kinds of panels.
And it's a style too. Like, I fucking hate certain
paddle boards.
Like the fucking hats that have the nets in the back. I don't like those kind of hats.
I actually like the trucker hats.
You like the hats? I don't like that shit.
Yeah, and I used to like dad hats too, but then then they start getting all ugly and shit. Yeah. Like
which
fast.
Ones are dad hats? Which ones are those?
Those are dad hats.
Oh yeah, those look stupid on me, bro. Yeah. I've rocked them before. They look dumb.
Hats are
it
hard.
Looks fine on you though. It doesn't look bad.
Hats are hard.
On me, bitch. Why are you?
Yeah. Dude, hey, fucking P hats all look stupid as fuck. But you look
just
good.
A P hat.
Oh wait, you talking about Pomona like that, dog?
Hey, bro, what
the damn, he shitting on Pomona. You guys hear that?
I could rock this. I was born there.
Yeah,
Johnny too, right?
I thought that's why you wore it. That ass. No, I thought you were making a joke. Like going back to my roots
from P town.
Yeah. The P for
Ponte Las Pilas.
No, I actually believe it or not, that's unreleased merch. It's Ponte Las Pilas.
But how crazy is Pirates the baseball team?
The Caribbean. Well, imagine if it was. Damn. Nah, it's P.
Captain Jack's.
It's P for all the pounds. Bitches beginning. I mean, body positivity though.
I think that'd be like the next good merch move, like hats, and then also for the ladies. Fajas.
Hey, you know what I'm. Yeah. You know what I'm. Fajas is crazy.
Fajas and pasties. Nipple pasties.
Get the backwards logo, the P.
Yeah.
Backwards logo.
Now we have the LA's backwards. Yeah. And the
we'd be ripping those ones off, low key.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Completely rip it off.
That's just gonna look like a D.
You think eventually?
Oh, yeah. We can't do that. Yeah,
I can.
Were we gangbanging and shit?
Yeah, that'd be tight.
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun? Like, do you think we'll ever buy like a surgery for somebody? Like, that's how big I want to get. Like to the
BBL?
Point where, yeah, but I want to give these bitches like shoulder reduction surgery instead.
Or a treadmill.
I want to help a bitch with her lap band.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, wait, that backward shit was to like avoid gang affiliation? Is that what that is? Or what? Or it's just a motherfucker.
It just look cool.
I think it's just different.
I thought it was like, because you know how like all the hats turn into like gang related shit?
Yeah.
Well, some people took it like that at first. Like when they had the LAs upside down and they'd be like, what the fuck, you putting my hood down and shit, like type of shit. But it just looks cool, bro. That ass. That's only.
Why do fools turn things into games?
But it's annoying, bro. Like I remember I would pull up to a club and
if
be like,
you got white walls, dog. And that's fuck. What's up, fool? What fuck is that you bang? And it's like, what?
And like I'll pull up with an LA hat. They're like, hey, bro, that can come in. Why? It's gang related. It's LA. We're in fucking Fontana, bro. Like, what do you mean? Or like, I'll be at a club in LA. Yeah, bro, it's game. How is it game related? I'm literally in Los Angeles.
I know. Low-key, like, at the Wolf Logic show, they made me take off my Miami Dolphins hat. I'm like, all right, food. Why? I didn't realize Dolphins was a gang.
Oh, they're just hating. You so just fucked with fuck.
Chuck. No. They were like, it says Miami on it, so you can't come in.
It's underwater.
Oh, all right. Blah, for sure.
Be dirty on a camo. It's good.
Or like, the food will ask you to flip your shirt around.
Okay, ninja.
It says LA on it. They'll tell you to flip it around.
Really?
That was always dumb as fuck to me in school. Remember when they used to do that shit?
That was annoying.
Where they'd fucking like, oh, like you have a shirt that says Corona, like the beer brand. And it's like, bitch, like I was just born there. Like, what are you talking about? You know?
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, the girls have to wear a shirt on because the spaghetti strap. Bitch, we're trying to see that shit in school. Like, why the fuck are you like forcing the girls?
Damn,
to put
remember
on
the
shit?
Days when a fucking shoulder would get you bricked?
Dude, I know. I'd be like,
no.
And then this girl will come back.
Shoulder
and
did not do that shit for me, bro. I don't know.
Ooh, you know what I'm talking about, though? When you're younger and shit like this.
Yeah, because you see a
when
bro.
You're literally a kid, like, you fuck it. Bro, like, okay, think about it.
I'll yank it through the shoulder.
These teachers were not attractive when we were in school. But to us, because they were just older.
There was rare, but yeah.
Yeah.
There was a couple.
Like Miss Oreo was not getting those bricked up, let's be real. But they were
trying to make her into. I'm trying to make her into an Oreo. What are you talking about?
Miss Pies and Miss Sandoval baked a different.
That's what I'm saying, though. But like, those bitches, not like they were revealing anything. But
you talking about Miss Cream Pies?
Your imagination. your imagination would just run wild with like a fucking.
Ms.
With a neck?
The Milkies.
I get it, but come on, bro.
She listen?
More than likely. Yes. She follows us on everything.
Shout out you, Milky.
Leave your husband.
Say it. Say her name.
Nah.
Say my
name. Bro, I remember like one time I was always like hoping like in school, like, dude, if I see a fucking thong on a teacher's thing, I'm gonna go crazy.
A thong?
Yeah. I was like hoping, you know, like you know how you always hope to see something on a teacher when you're little? And one time I saw it. On the wrong fucking teacher, bro.
You saw it on a dude teacher?
I never
Mr. Freedom Dog?
Nah, dude. I saw one on a teacher. It was just like a string, but like, hunger, you're way too big.
Body positivity.
Body positivity.
But like,
that's crazy, dog.
That's just gone. You know it.
Nah, I never saw it.
Funny said body positivity.
I never saw a thong.
That shit was bad.
I did.
You know, my friend told me one time. Did you want to say something?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's your floor. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Baby. No, you go ahead.
Miss Green had a thong.
Fine, I'll go. Fine. My homie told me one time like that he started watching porn. I got a long fucking like for a long time as a kid. Like he grew up with like badass kids and they grew up watching porn. So all he knew was like porn scenarios since like fifth grade.
That damn.
And then like going into I think sixth grade and shit, someone made him have detention.
Why you wanna fuck me?
And all he knew was porn stars.
Oh, he thought he was gonna get.
He thought he was gonna get fucked the whole fucking detention.
He's excited.
He told me.
So I'm here.
Fucking hilarious when he told me that. That bro thought about to fuck this bitch.
That's a wild conclusion to jump to.
Yeah, I know, but he's like, I don't know, like he didn't.
That must have really fucked up his brain.
He was a horny ass kid, fool. Yeah, like that's what he told me. I remember, like, I was like, and like, you're not fucking around, like, you know, like how I would say a joke like that. Right. Like, I thought about the fuck this teacher, you know?
He
like,
thought he was.
Fool. He's like, no, bro, I thought I was legit gonna fuck my teacher. He's like, I didn't. Though. I was like, oh no, for real? He did
I
it?
Didn't. Really? Oh, I imagine I did, though.
Yeah.
Like, no, hey, what are you doing? I'm actually stuck. Nah.
You're not gonna get me again.
You're trying to rape?
Yeah, bro. Fuck.
That's actually, I don't know if we ever talked about this, but like, maybe, I don't know, but you know how porn is way more accessible now to these kids and shit? Because everybody has like devices.
And the pre-sales, like I said.
So like, you don't know what the effects that are going to have on these
kids. Yeah, for sure.
Like what's going to, you know what I'm saying? Like our shit was a little bit more tame.
Well, like what's the first shit that you saw that was like, that shows like how long ago that was?
Two girls, one cup.
I saw on VCRs, bro. That's crazy.
What yeah, me too. Same.
No. Like,
oh, you mean on device?
Oh, I've said it before. I used to Google shit like tits, boob. Okay. Not tits. I didn't know.
Well, for me, it was like pre-internet. So for me, it was like, well, like because I didn't have a phone, you know. So it was like I can't bring out my fucking laptop or whatever. So for me, it was like magazines, bro. Like regular magazines.
Your pops had magazines around there?
No. Like regular, like Bonds, like regular,
like Living Spaces.
Like yeah, but like it'd be like,
oh, look at this center table.
but it'd be like chicks that had like, it was like for like perfume,
right? You ever,
but they'll be like in underwear or whatever.
You ever bust a nut?
Oh,
to
like lingerie.
You ever bust a nut to an Adriana's insurance card and shit?
Fuck no.
She was bomb back in the day.
You remember the fucking?
Who knows what she looked like?
Remember how bricked up you get when a Carl Jr. came on commercial?
Bro, yeah.
She'll bite the burger.
That burger looks so. Oh yeah, the bitch.
My dick.
The bitches look bomb.
I'll kick my brother out the room. Get the fuck out. I'm about to pause this bitch.
Bitches with titties and biting into a burger. I was like, oh my God, best of both worlds right now.
Making a mess.
Who said it?
What are the beer commercials?
Kim Kardashian was in one of those, right?
Yeah, Michael said that. Michael.
Oh, yeah. Carl Jr. commercial.
But they also had other models and shit that were in that bitch, too. Yeah. And they just knew.
Oh, yeah. But you know for a fact those bitches ain't eating Carl Jr.
And I was like, it was funny. Like, how did this just jump from, like, Full House? Like, I was watching Full House and this fucking commercial came on, bro. What the
fuck? You like beer?
In slow motion?
Just, yeah.
I know.
You're like, fuck. Remember?
And then you go and then you go at the burger and it's like that.
Now, Carl Jr. is the closest, I'd say, to, like, advertise.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, yeah, it's not going to look exactly how it looks in the commercial, but it does look like a good burger.
And you want to know what I realized? I've never seen an In-N-Out commercial. Have you?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
You have?
They have a slogan. That's what a hamburger is.
It's on the radio, though.
I've never...
The radio?
Yeah.
No, TV seen too. One. It was on I've TV never too. Seen an In-N-Out commercial.
Yeah.
Remember Baker's had a jingle, too.
Yeah. Baker's.
Come to Baker's.
Yeah.
They had a jingle, too. A lot of places had...
Yeah! Oh, no, that's all right.
That was Tom and Jerry.
That was the O'Reilly's. Yeah. Remember that O'Reilly's?
O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's.
Auto parts.
No, but it was like a sting.
It was like, yeah.
Okay, so what's like a restaurant that never had like a commercial or shit like that? What's one that?
George's
Burger.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Okay,
well, the fuck would I know?
The Mariscos. I think
a better question would be like, what's the best slogan?
Logan?
Ba da ba ba ba.
I'm fucking it.
You know who wrote that? Pusha T.
He did.
And he gets royalties off of that?
No. That's what his beef is with.
Some bullshit.
That's why he went and made a commercial with the Wendy's or something like that.
That's so
like a rivaling company and shit.
It's the same thing with Nelly. Like he did Air Force Ones and he never made a deal. He just get free promo. He's a dumbass.
And really?
Because it used to be
a hood shoe. Because
it used to be a hood shoe. So it went from like $60 to 100. He did an interview about it. So it went from 60 to 100 bucks. And they never gave that. Well, it's free promo. They never made a deal. So he fucked up. He should have been like, hey, I'm going to drop a song.
Damn.
He's stupid for that.
Adidas doesn't have a slogan, do they?
Yeah, they. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Like, let's move or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. You're a Nike guy, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Check silver stripes.
Just do it again.
That's what I like. Yeah.
Well, Nike's just do it, right? Which,
do
by
it.
The way,
do it
better.
Why are no,
just do it? Like,
no slogans are coming to my mind right now. That's crazy. Like, I could think of like 30, but right now, off the top of my head,
Subway, have it your way.
That's fire.
Burger King, what was it? No, Subway was eat fresh.
Burger King was
Have it your way.
Happy K.
Have it your way.
I thought you were going to say happy birthday. Start thinking happy birthday.
Whopper, triple.
Yeah.
Fuck you. The Jacks are down.
Yeah. After watching DeMar Hamlin get knocked the fuck out. Almost dying shit on Whopper, fucking screen. Whopper.
This is a sad moment we're living on this field tonight. We'll be right back after these messages. Whopper.
Bigger Whopper.
I find that Adidas says impossible is nothing. When the fuck has ever said
never heard that shit.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Lucky they just got messy, so who gives a fuck?
That's the thing, Messi's in.
I like to get Messi.
That's hard to wrap my head around still. Messi's in the US.
Yeah, that was chilling.
He's probably here like, this is a dumb. This shit is ass.
He fucking got an accident. I live in Europe for this. Right?
He probably smells like piss over there, huh?
Supposedly, he's going to be in LA tomorrow.
Yeah, he's going to be disappointed.
I'm going to be in LA tomorrow.
For what? For what?
For the Gold Cup.
Yeah.
Just watching it the and Gold shit?
Cup, yeah, they're going to present him at halftime.
Nafu's going to answer.
Oh, shit.
Why the fuck are they presenting him at the halftime?
He's going to do the halftime show.
Because he's in the United States.
Yeah.
Is it?
He never comes out here or what?
It's not his city, though.
That's true.
But it's his country now.
Yeah, facts. American.
You think he's going to represent
what
the US?
What if he comes out with a fucking, like a USA flag and shit? He looks like Cooter.
On his back? Yeah. On his back? Like, you know how the Olympics were?
Yeah.
But he's Mexican. He's Argentinian, so he just looks like
Peso Pluma. I feel like he's one of the only people that could fucking do that, though. Like, just switch like that. Like, anybody going to judge
What do you mean, switch like what?
Like, represent a place where he's not from.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, it doesn't matter what the fuck he comes
soccer
out with.
Soccer players
like,
can just do that in general.
That feels
yeah, but it's messy.
Though. Actually, any no, but a lot of people get dragged, though.
No, but a lot of people get dragged because they're like, isn't he Mexican? Why isn't he having a Mexican flag? But
Messi's about to get messy, yeah.
But it's just messy.
That fool's loving it right now. That fool's out there shopping at Publix. In public, no bodyguards, no nothing.
He's going to get shot.
I don't think.
He can get robbed.
I feel like.
Imagine being the guy that robbed.
I think he's respected, bro. I don't think so.
I think, by the way, that shit is not real to me.
What? Messi's
fucking stupid famous. Yeah. And they're saying like, oh, United States is the only place he could do that. Because I saw all the comments on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so for the people who don't know context, Messi was at like a Publix, right? At a grocery store with his family buying groceries. Like a normal person, right?
Because they'll put the video up.
Crazy. Fuck you, Beto, you put it up.
Are we drinking?
It's a Red Bull, no? Oh, no, yeah, Lalo's drinking.
Cool looking Red Bull.
And yeah, there's some people in the store that were like taking video. Somebody took a picture. But I think, bro, that's messy. There's no way there's just that many people. I think there were only a select amount of people who were already in the store that just let them stay in there.
Yeah.
But
he
there were
bought
for
out
sure,
the store?
Bro, there was for sure. Because by the way, he was getting a police escort, which was another video that went fucking viral that he just ran a red light. I don't know if you guys saw that shit.
Breaking the law.
Like, was he speeding or he just?
Nah, he was just like a normal. But they almost sideswiped that fool, bro.
Yeah,
like,
what's his problem?
Yeah, but
he's driving on the wrong side of the road.
He's getting a police escort, and I guess the police did it first, and then Messi followed. But they don't cut that part in the video. They only cut the part where he's doing it, where he's turning left.
From the video I saw, a fan was running up to his car.
Yeah.
So I thought he was distracted. Like he looked at the fan and didn't look at the light. So he ran the red light. That's what I saw.
I think maybe just in Barca, because he would get police escorts over there too, he would just run lights like that because he's fucking messy. And then like if you stop, people are just going to start banging on your shit. This shit happens all the time.
And the U.S.
doing more damage by stopping.
Yeah, bro, essentially. But also like he literally put people's life in danger that were like, he had a red light.
And he was driving. Yeah. He didn't have an escort. Like he would like.
Oh, he had cops. He had cops.
I mean like somebody driving his car.
No, he was driving. He was driving. Yeah. He drives his own whip.
Dumbass.
What do you mean?
Like, why do you take it like that?
I think he just doesn't know yet. I think where he was before, yeah. Like, okay. By the way, because like if you go to France, there's like these roundabouts. There's not really like there is red lights and shit, but like the way they drive over there is way different. Which is the last country he was in. Like those motherfuckers just go. It's kind of like TJ. We're just fucking. There's no rules and shit.
That's why they always surrender.
But has he been out here though? He's been out here.
He should know
the rules.
He has been out here, but I don't know. I don't know what the context is. But I feel like he just had like a police escort. He was just doing whatever.
I'm not gonna get dragged.
He thought was cool.
Low key, like if the police had also had their sirens on, then the other car should have stopped as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, that's
so
true.
That's Messi too. They should have known.
People are lucky I'm not a celebrity because I would shoot people just randomly. I just fucking pop pop pop. Your dreams? Yeah. I'll take a picture and I'll take a picture. Bah, bah, bah. And then just drive off, bro.
Bah, bah, bah,
I'm rich. Ain't shit gonna happen to me. Ain't shit gonna happen to me.
But yeah.
OJ got away with it.
For the public video, people were in comments saying, like, yeah, Messi went to America because that's the only place for people to know him. It's like, Bro, the we fuck? Know Messi. Everybody knows fucking Messi.
I don't know who Messi
is. The fucking Europeans are bozos. They think we don't know shit.
What if Messi heard that and he ate that shit up too? And he was like, oh, I can probably do this in America.
Right. So but the video makes it seem like that. But I'm of the belief that like they close that bitch down. And there are people who are already in there. They just let him be in there. But there's nobody else. Because, you know, as soon as people find out he's there, because, you know, people are posting and shit, they're going to swarm the fucking the grocery store.
How long before we get like a planned candid photo of like Messi in the club with Drake?
That'd be fire.
No, you know what's going to happen, bro. You know, all of a sudden it's just going to be like somebody's going to take, it's going to be a picture that obviously they professionally took, but it's going to be like they were candidly talking and shit. Like, oh, they're talking the business, bro. Maybe what like are they talking about?
Maybe like on a boat. I don't know. He's not like Neymar or Ronaldinho. Those are just partying with all the biggest celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Drake's
probably like a restaurant or some shit, you know, some normal.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
I could already hear the bar. I just had that lunch with Messi. Something, I don't know. I can't hear the bar. Actually, I can't hear the bar.
I want to hear the bar.
Yeah. I'm going to try to hear the bar. But yeah. But I don't know. Messi, he's mid, bro, for me, for real.
Yeah.
His whole career is mid.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Never really accomplished anything about it.
Yeah. It is crazy, though, because I did see an interview about, I don't know how old this is or new.
He's not bigger than Sky.
But I saw one where like Ronaldo talked about it, and he's like, I can't even go to the park with my kids because like... people would come up to me and I just have to be alert and like what's gonna happen because you don't know if some fool's gonna stab you, like you don't know that shit.
That level of fame sucks ass.
Do you think that are they actively trying? Okay, I'm not talking about the people who have paparazzi waiting right outside their house, so as soon as they walk out they know it's them, whether in there in a hoodie or not. But let's say that you didn't have a fucking people out there waiting, right, and you just pulled up in a hoodie and like a fucking face mask and shit. And like long ass jeans and like okay shoot like Vans and shit, like nothing like obviously Louis Vuitton and shit gives a shit away. You think they get away with it? I think they get away with it, bro.
Like I think if we're like a full ski mask.
Yeah, like you get away with it, right? Yeah. It's like you could, but it's just uncomfortable because if it's 100, like if it's today 102, I'm not wearing no fucking ski
mask. And it sucks because he has kids, so his kids have to have disguises too.
Yeah,
bro. They're gonna see his kids. Oh, that's Ronaldo.
Well, like Ronaldo's saying,
his daughter has like a mustache on.
The thing is with those fools, like as soon as they're out of their door. That's just, it's over for them.
And
like,
it gets their way too.
Constantly fucking
stalking. He could probably try to hide it, but he already has paparazzi to follow.
See, but that's why I got it right. That's why I got to figure it out. Once you start killing people, you start sending a message.
But it's fucked up because like it burns them out, bro. Like just let them have their fucking day. Like, I don't get it why they all.
Yeah, that's, I found that annoying too because that whole video of Messi going viral at the grocery store. By the way, we're talking about it, fool. This fool just went to the grocery store. People were like, oh my God.
He shops too?
That's what I'm saying, though. But like,
tomatoes too?
Lucky Charms. There was Lucky Charms in his car, and all the videos on TikTok are like, oh my God, I also get Lucky Charms.
It's like, bro, he just went to the grocery store and we're talking about it. You know, it's like, this poor guy, man. Like, it sucks being that fucking famous.
It's all right.
Sucks.
It does, bro. I don't know how you do it, Lalo.
Bro, he's not as big as Garrett Wilson, but he's pretty.
To what Lalo was saying, Rainn Wilson, Dwight Schrute, he was on the plane sitting next to a guy. I don't know if you saw that video.
Yeah.
Where he's sitting next to a guy and he's watching The Office, and the guy doesn't even know he's sitting right next to Dwight Schrute.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that video. He has a mask too, right?
Yeah. Fucking, what's his name? Rainn Wilson, right?
Yeah, Rain. Yeah, he said it.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, he was wearing a mask, right? You were saying? That's what you just said?
Yeah.
He was on a plane, right? And he was watching.
And there was a guy sitting next to him.
Yeah, but he didn't even know it was him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, really?
And also messed with
the grocery store. Did you hear about this?
Wait, so what happened?
No, but that level of fame, bro, like, it must. Actually, I forgot where I heard this shit, but you know how, like, Britney Spears is absolutely losing her shit?
Yeah,
no.
And she got jawed.
She got what?
She got jawed.
What's that?
She got fucking punched in the face.
Oh, for real?
I was not even going to say that. Yeah, she got punched in the face by some basketball player security guard.
Oh, yeah. Was it for Ja Morant? I think she was trying to say what's up to that fool.
I don't know. It was like...
he got Ja.
On Ja?
On Ja.
I forget. But you're right. She was trying to say what's up to a basketball player. She's like, hey, I'm Britney Spears.
Like, he said, hit me one more time. He was like...
Yeah.
No, her security was like...
That bitch got speared.
Boom. I'm like, but what I was going to say, I was like... Imagine being that level of fucking famous and then all of a sudden just not being that famous.
I don't have to imagine because I think I'm about the same as Britney, I would say.
Yeah.
Humbly.
Britney Renner.
Humbly, I would say I'm probably
I think Britney Forrest from Mary Miller.
Bro, I wouldn't even fucking recognize that bitch in public, bro. Who the fuck is that?
And I move around just fine at Ralph's, bro.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm pretty humble.
Yeah, no, you are for real.
things.
I feel like it is tough for people in that status.
All right,
like,
I just told you.
But I feel like you can easily. I know it's like fucked up. I doubt they want it. They want to do it, but like they could send somebody to go get like get the food.
Yeah, for sure. But you want to have like that normal.
You don't want to stay in the house though.
But you can go out though. Just don't go to groceries. Like, what's the point?
What if you
want to
just do normal shit?
What if I just want to go out and eat and shit, bro?
Like, sometimes you know how therapeutic putting gas is.
Yeah,
it comes with the fame, man.
You go sniff the nozzle.
Yeah,
Dreams just put gas.
Throw it.
Yeah, I've seen you put gas when you don't even need that shit.
Yeah, I don't. I just want to get away from my girl. Get out the passenger.
That's respectable.
Yeah,
bro, I didn't even have $10 for gas the other day. I asked Johnny.
I told her to get out and bump it. We're all about body positivity.
Potty's crazy.
We're potty positive.
We're potty positivity.
It doesn't matter where you take a potty. We support you.
Matter of fact, we're doing a potty right now.
Yeah.
Actually, we're getting our next merch idea as a potty trainers.
I
even saw the whole disguise show I was talking about too. Is it was like with Drake too? I saw an interview where he talked about it, and he said that he had to like dress up as like an old man because he had to go to a funeral. He's like, dude, I got like a speech session. He's like, I had like one of the best people do the makeup for 3 hours, and he's like, and I went to a funeral. Someone's like, is that Drake as an old man? Like, they should have just thought that. They was just they're like, oh, that's Drake. He's just old Drake.
What the fuck? Are you doing stupid ass disguises like that?
Just do it regular. Why do you have to look old, bro? Just look like a.
You're at a funeral, like.
Is that white
people are gonna act?
Yeah, he also has like the whole Louis Vuitton, like fuck it,
yeah.
The whole Louis Vuitton suit,
the chains,
the chains,
the owl,
OVO.
OVO.
There's some guy next to him that's like 666.
Pulls up in his 101 McLaren. Yeah. How did it was me?
He fucking performs at the funeral.
He pulls he's up a halftime show.
Pulls up in his PJ, the OVO one.
Is that Drake? Yeah. They're like, oh shit, that's Drake.
Yeah.
Travis Scott.
Goes up to Travis Scott.
That fool Michael Jordan. He had a.
Never heard of him.
He would hire. Yeah, you have. You definitely.
I don't know who these small fries are, dog.
But you think he'll be on this podcast?
Stop putting no names in my fucking.
Nah, he's pretty much a nobody. But
exactly.
I guess they would hire. He was so famous, he would hire fucking clones, I guess, to just distract the public. So the pop, like that clone would go that way. It's not a clone. It's a fucking. What do you call it?
A stunt double.
A transvestite.
A double, right? I don't know.
A 5'8 clone of you.
Hey, yeah. Double sounds good right now.
Yeah.
A straight up science experiment.
A doppelganger.
There you go. A lookalike. Like, that motherfucker walk that way, and the whole paparazzi would go in this fucking.
Like, someone who looks like him.
Yeah, okay. Essentially.
Back to what you fucking said about those fucking European fucks. That just
They're cunts, dog.
Bro, why do they act like they're so fucking smart, bro?
We're
like,
number one, by the way.
To be fair, the middle of America doesn't know shit about soccer.
But we're the one with the most sports, though. That's why they think that we're not that into
it. Doesn't care about soccer. They know about soccer. They just don't care about.
But
soccer.
They know who Messi is, huh?
We care about soccer though.
Everybody knows who fucking Messi is.
I hate that pretentious ass continent, bro. That ass, like as a whole.
They hate us because they ain't us, homie.
No, it's because like they get the privilege of watching the U.S. go and fail and make a mistake and then they don't have to do it. They don't have to go and do That's and make true. That mistake, bro.
Yeah.
And then go shit on us about it, bro. Y'all are behind and y'all look like frogs, by the way.
I'm proud to be
American. USA.
Or at least
USA.
I know I'm USA. Free.
All y'all mad because we're number one.
USA. USA.
Build the wall!
Okay. Oh, shit.
Those glasses fucking. Those glasses, dude.
Hold on.
They can't swim in the same pool as me! What the fuck?
Let me put them on. Biden's a lizard! Oh, shit!
Let me see Johnny with those.
Oh, fuck.
Let me see Johnny with those.
Oh, Johnny, let's see. Put them on, Johnny. What happens? What happens?
I said a number two.
Porque son mañosos, lateros.
Take them off. Holy shit, bro.
Hey, was that the Cuban Express glasses or what?
Holy shit.
Put them away. They're too powerful, dog. They're too powerful.
Those belong to my mom?
These are dangerous.
Keep them away from us.
For the audio listeners, go watch the visuals.
Yeah.
No, Lalo.
Yeah.
Come on, Lalo.
Nancy Pelosi.
No, we're good.
Yeah.
Just these fucking libtards.
Yeah.
I can't do
it. What are you saying about?
When you put them on, you literally hear. Dun, dun, dun,
yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. That's the fireworks.
Have you guys seen that video of Ronaldo wearing wearing a disguise in the streets. I think it was in London.
CR7?
Yeah.
Or
Manchester.
I like to go and shop at the mall.
No, I haven't seen
it. He was just walking the streets and someone passes him a ball and he starts freestyling and he ends up just taking off the disguise. What?
Oh, for real? Yeah.
And he gives the ball to the kid. No, the kid that he was dribbling.
Yeah.
I fucking Rambone that foot. I'll rainbow flick that motherfucker.
If you make him, like, that'd be crazy, bro.
You slide tackle that fool?
Not that crazy.
Danny Alves did it.
Yeah. Not that crazy.
Yeah.
Another professional football player did it. Not that crazy.
It's
all
right,
man. Hey, speaking about celebrities, though, you guys seen all these new celebrities that are on Threads?
Thanks.
They kind of jumped to that.
I haven't hopped on it yet.
You haven't hopped on it?
You haven't? I'm a celebrity, too. I have status
low
on
key,
it.
Yeah. You should do it.
As soon as you hop on, it's a blue check. No posts, no followers.
When Threads first came out, it was so easy to get recognized by people. I was commenting on everybody's shit, and they were like my shit, like Tim Chantarantu.
Yeah, because there wasn't that many people here, right?
David Alvarezi. They were just like, Thread something, I guess.
Yeah.
And I would just comment on it and they would like my comment.
Yeah. Damn. Crazy. That's tight. Yeah. Cause it was, I mean, I don't, is it still like that now though?
I don't know. Nah. I think
too many people got
I think there's too many people.
Too many stupid podcasts talking about them.
I'm not gonna lie, Threads kind of feels like beta.
Like Twitter, huh?
Like Twitter. Nah. But it also feels like beta.
It looks like Twitter.
It's not finished.
You showed me, it looks like Twitter.
Like they just put it out just cause they're like, fuck you, Elon.
Well, they capitalized on the fact that Elon Musk had put that Twitter tweet fucking limit. What do you call it? There's like a limit of how many shit you could watch, right?
The character count?
Yeah. No. There was like, that same week he had put out like a fucking
scroll limit.
Oh, shit. So once you get to a certain cap, which by the way, get off Twitter. What the fuck? How long are you scrolling on Twitter? Yeah. I never got the cap.
There's a cap.
Yeah. And that's why people were pissed off about that shit. And
people are pissed off about a cap?
Yeah. And I guess fucking Zuckerberg was like, bet. I mean, because I guess Threads wasn't supposed to come off like another, I don't know, 2 months or some shit.
Yeah. It feels beta, though.
Zuckerberg is ripped, too.
Who do you think wins in a fight, though?
Who?
Between that fool and Elon?
Elon and Zuckerberg.
Elon's going to fuck him up.
Nah, Zuckerberg's going to win. They just released a picture that fool's fucking ripped.
Because he's an alien, that's why.
That's true. You don't have emotion.
He's a reptile, bro. He just fucking shapeshifted.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was.
Remember all those stupid videos like in 2007 of like, look, you see his eye. Like it fucking just changes color.
You see his blink? It did though.
It double blinked it. You see the lens that went over his eye.
There was actually a video recently that this lady was on the plane. I don't know if you guys seen it. And she starts freaking out.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so
this lady, bro.
Go ahead.
Come on.
That's just crazy.
So this lady on the, it's not the whole video, like people started recording late, but she gets up off her seat and she's like, I'm not sitting right there, that person is not real. And she starts like tripping out, right?
I did see that. I didn't know that was the context of it though. I just saw because they've been memeing that lady for everything, right? They've just been putting that clip of her going, it's not real, but they've been putting it on their like different shit.
They put it like Scooby-Doo.
I saw that meme.
Yeah, but there's other people making videos of like trying to like stop the video and like see people in the background. And there's like this conspiracy that the guy that was sitting next to her had like reptile eyes.
Yeah, basically homegirl was saying that he's not real. He's like a shapeshifter and shit. And then another video came out too of a dude that did that shit too.
Here we go. Let me strap up.
So a dude was also doing that shit too. And so get this shit.
Dreams, no! All right. Okay. I couldn't believe that.
I know what Johnny's talking about. So the other videos came out of like people like also talking about it.
Yeah.
But it turns out that those videos are from a different flight. I don't know. It's like a big
ass. No, it was. Oh. It was a different flight. And I think that video with the dude came first. And then this lady had it happen after. But yeah, dude, like she was just tripping. And you know the obvious. Oh, no. It turns out that they were high and like they were just having a bad. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Wait, so you believe in that lizard theory? The reptilian theory?
I don't know about the lizard shit, but. I believe them. For some reason, like, I believe
Why lizards? Or why of all things, why would they choose lizards?
I don't believe the lizards.
Or reptilians.
If you want my true, honest opinion.
Let's go. Let's hear it.
I think that they're shapeshifters, I say.
What? Like the fucking foot promo?
Yeah, bro. Have you not seen Obama and Ultimate Bill Team? Clinton and Hillary, bro? They're fucking shapeshifters, man.
Oh, dude. And Michelle Obama's a man.
Oh, wear the glasses.
Beto fucking egging him on.
He's not even wearing the glasses. That's what's wild about it. He's wearing his glasses.
Wait, so what's the theory, Johnny?
Well, they're basically called like skinwalkers and shit like that. So they turn into like,
are they alien? Like an alien form or some shit?
Yeah.
Would you eat one?
Maybe. he went out.
What do you fuck?
Do they still die or nah?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know a lot about them. I just know that there are shapeshifters, and I believe in skinwalkers. I believe that shit.
And those are just people that look like us, but they're not us.
Yeah, they're not us. Yeah,
yeah, but they're just cool.
And what's their motive though?
Probably to keep an eye on us, observe us, just fit in.
Just keep us in control.
Bro, aliens don't give a fuck about us, bro.
I think that we have some sort of deal. I think we have some sort of deal with
them. Deal?
Yeah,
sure. We're owned by.
Bro, there's no way we haven't communicated with.
It should better be like.
Bro,
Messi,
we're the Philippines of the solar system. That ass, bro. That's all we are, bro.
Oh, shit, that's fucked up.
They don't give a fuck about us.
We don't have shit though.
They're just a property. We're just
territory.
Said
Mexico. We're
just
Mexico.
A territory. No, I mean like a U.S. territory, like, you know, kind of like that. Where it's like you own this, but kind of, but not really.
I feel like
you could be a state, but dude, let's face it, y'all don't know how to vote.
So. I don't know. I kind of feel like there's a reason that we have all this technology, bro. Like, there's no way that we just did it on our own.
Right.
And also think about it. It's not like they made an iPad. Oh, let's release this out to the public. I'm sure they've been having iPads or tablets for the fucking longest for themselves, and then they brought it out to the public. By the time they already have the best technology, whatever they have. You think like the iPhone 14 came out just to us, like right away? I'm sure that they fucking used it and for themselves and all that shit. I'm sure, bro.
I believe that. Drones have been along for forever. That's what I'm saying. Like, obviously the military gets more advanced shit than us. Like, but it's like, but I do get scared because I'm like, how far ahead are y'all now? You know?
Yeah.
Mm. And we just don't know where.
And I think except for
why keep it a secret? Why?
Yeah.
Because they want for themselves. They don't want people to copy. They don't want to like.
Or they just, obviously, I don't think people are ready for that.
They're not.
Deadass. Right. We're not ready to
have like cloning machines. Like, they literally have cloning machines. And imagine people trying to fucking buy
them. I don't
know
about that. I mean, I don't know.
I believe it. they've come out and said it too, that they've cloned shit, but.
Is what y'all let them run with?
Yeah.
This shit sounds stupid as
fuck.
Hold on.
I wouldn't say run, all right?
Y'all let him jog with this shit?
Y'all let him trot?
Bro, I literally...
I just don't like the dumb
shit. Watch
the
whole clip because while you're watching this shit, because I know you're going to throw it all out. But watch the whole clip. I'm just sitting here like, it's stupid. I don't know why y'all letting him rock.
You don't like aliens?
He's not cooking shit.
You don't like aliens?
I don't give a fuck about
that's
this.
That's racist,
but do you believe in it?
Yeah, Threads is cool.
I might leave it in.
Threads is cool. You're not going to leave it in. Trust me.
You know what I like about Threads is that it's like, it's the Instagram crowd that I want to have on Twitter. That's what I like about it.
Oh yeah, that's
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I did like that.
That's what I like about it more than anything. It's like, it's not even about like it's Twitter, bro. It's Twitter. Let's be honest. 100%. It's Twitter. But
Zuckerberg is the king of just taking shit
and perfecting it.
I thought it was like
I don't know about perfecting it.
Yeah, my opinion is better. I think Instagram is a better platform now than if it ever was under other people's shit. Cause like they took shit from Snapchat. Nobody uses Snapchat anymore. They took shit from TikTok. TikTok, people use TikTok, but it's like a separate use, you know, with Reels. And then now they're taking Twitter. But if I'm thinking about it, like, it's better.
By the way, they've not perfected it. They have gotten better, but I still have all the other apps.
I have it on my phone, but I don't open it.
Yeah, but you're onto something. He's still creating a thing where it's like you're still on his site now. On his app, right? Because essentially, like, I'm on Reels, bro, sometimes, and I just scroll up. Just out of habit, because I know I could do it.
Yeah.
Like, and that started on TikTok. That's something, taking something from TikTok, like, and, like, scrolling videos, different videos.
Right.
And that comes over here, and then over there, on Instagram, all the bitches use all the filters. Everybody, not just bitches, but, like, bitches is plural for everybody.
Yeah, bitches, men and...
Men and women. Yeah. Like, everybody fucking...
White bitches, black bitches.
And that was on Snapchat, like how he was saying that was on Snapchat.
Damn, I never even realized, like, that he really took all the apps and
stories,
put everything into Instagram.
Yeah, and then, like, YouTube ran with shorts now, so they have that, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, everybody try to do the short-form content, YouTube, Instagram. Yeah. Can you stop hitting the thing, please?
One-stop shop type shit, you know?
But, yeah, Instagram did do that. Like, they were... Well, actually, every fucking platform did that. They try to take, like, the short-form content. Even Twitter, you can scroll for endlessly and shit. But their algorithm sucks ass.
The only one that didn't change is Facebook. That's the only thing.
They have shorts, too, on there, too, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. They do. Let's be honest. It's Instagram, too.
Yeah, well, Facebook owns Instagram.
It's old people Instagram. It's boomer Instagram.
It's boomer Instagram.
Yeah.
You didn't even put the shades on.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
You just turned into...
You can't sit on this part of the bus! What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, that was crazy. What the fuck, bro? Who is that guy?
Yeah, I mean, I guess Instagram is fucking crushing it. I still haven't deleted Twitter though. I still use it because that's why I see all my soccer pages on there. I guess Instagram now, it's like what you said, is like now the friends that you had on Instagram, you see their posts.
Yeah,
and I guess
that's why I always want.
But I have not scrolled once on that shit.
Look, Loki is kind of like
on Threads.
Like, if I scroll on Instagram, I'll be like, oh shit, let me go on Threads. It's literally the same shit, bro. Like the soccer
just reposted. And
yeah,
shit?
The yeah. soccer pages that I follow, I'm literally going from Instagram, looking at the same post, going to Threads, looking at the exact same post. I'm like, what the fuck
is right that? It's just recycled yeah. content.
The the conversations on Threads is shorter, but that's because not just anybody can respond to your shit, and I don't like that about Twitter. I don't like that anybody can just go and fucking respond to your shit. Like, I don't like it. Like, is it, to me it's like, well, let me be racist.
You bro. Want your shit segregated?
Yeah. Keeping yeah. different.
That was because that was first fucking
different compartments
comment in there.
Yeah,
but it say, oh yeah, I was like, can I be racist on this one?
That's crazy.
That was my first thread.
Yeah.
Can I though?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's your friends. My thing is like,
have you guys all made one though?
Yeah. It's very easy.
I haven't made
it. It's literally just, they even ask you, like, you want to follow the same people you follow on Instagram? And then you go, yeah. And
I did it because I was late to everything. I've always been late to everything. I was late to Facebook. I was late to TikTok, super late to fucking TikTok.
Everybody was late to TikTok though.
Yeah, everybody was talking shit about it, remember? Musical.ly. Yeah. Like, it was a kids thing. And I think people were just, especially people who do social media like us and shit, people were just trying to jump on the bandwagon because, like, you never know.
I don't do social media.
I am. Oh, you're spinning right now.
Bro, I was late to Vine.
Yeah,
I didn't watch that shit until it got deleted. All of a sudden, I'm watching all the compilations on YouTube.
That was me too.
Yeah.
You were late to Vine too?
Yeah. I was late as fuck to Vine, bro.
Vine was so short-lived, but what a time, huh?
What a time. What a time.
It was, Vine was beautiful. Didn't we even do like a, for Torta Squad, we did like a reaction to Vine?
Funny yeah.
Vines or quarter Vine right now.
A Vine?
Yeah.
Oh, I got one.
I want a church girl that goes to church and read her Bible.
Go, Johnny.
Hurricane Katrina, more like Hurricane Tortilla.
yeah. Free Shavacadoo. Beto?
Well, I didn't watch Vine.
Oh my God.
It was late to it.
I would watch Vine on YouTube.
Okay, so same one.
Look at all those chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all those chickens.
Lalo?
I don't know. I can put them all, bro.
Give us one pussy.
Now I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't believe
you
either.
I don't think you ever went to Vine.
I didn't know a lot of them. I literally just fucking, I know the remember the girl, the dude for the Vine.
Yeah,
you know which one I still do to this day whenever I walk past people or they walk past me, I mean, I go, and they were roommates.
Yeah, I do that one.
Or like the lady at the store.
Yeah. Like, two guys sitting in a hot tub 5 feet apart because they're not gay.
It was cool because, like, obviously, like, some of them are like fake, but like nobody cared compared to now. Like, now everything's so like fake. You know what I mean?
It was just the most original platform.
Yeah.
Whereas in fucking TikTok, I mean, it's so recycled. Fucking recycled, bro. Everybody's doing the same shit.
It's annoying.
And, you know, I hate when foods, this is a thing that I really actually bothers me, when somebody comes out with like an original skit and somebody else just does it. The exact same skit. It's like, bro, where's the originality? When, like
the fucking,
that
like,
shit's so frustrating.
And then
me.
They get more likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
That shit happened to me.
You got your shit stolen?
Yeah, fucking posted I posted a video with my girl.
And, never heard of it, bro.
Yeah, me neither.
I posted a video with my, exactly, somebody else did better.
We saw that one?
Yeah. I was doing the Road to Summer.
This motherfucker funny, yeah, dog.
I was doing the Road to Summer, and then these ones actually did it.
we did a video where the sound was like, oh, this is my brother. This is my sister. We are siblings, and we care for each other, right?
Yeah.
And I photoshopped the picture of me and her when we were babies, and I made it look like we knew each other since we were little, like we were siblings.
Yeah.
And then so we're like, oh, I put that picture, and then we're just like going along with the sound, and at the end we kiss.
Make it look like some sibling shit.
And so like that shit reached like 10k likes. This is at the beginning of TikTok too.
Yeah.
And people were commenting like, oh, Sweet Home Alabama, whatever. It peaked at like 13k likes.
That's it.
And then like a week later,
just kidding,
we see a white couple do it, and they had like a million likes.
Oh,
it's because they're white.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
I heard that TikTok pushes like white content. Yeah.
Are you serious?
You're trying to start
serious,
beef.
Not for
you're
for,
starting beef.
I'm serious,
I believe
bro.
That. After you're that, I really believe that.
No, they do. And that's the big reason. That's why that one girl.
TikTok should be white. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, white only.
Sorry, I put the glasses on.
You know what's funny about this shit is we're Mexican.
I don't know how true that is. Yeah. I think in general, the world reacts to, like, I think the world in general is racist.
I think we just
because,
react
like,
to white
if you
more.
Even look at, like, in Mexico, the fair skinned people are racist to the darker skinned people.
Yeah.
And that's Mexican on Mexican. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think naturally, I don't think maybe the platform is pushing shit because there's a fucking algorithm that pushes shit.
I think the world just has its algorithm? I think
the people just like shit more because of a reason.
So
like,
the world has an algorithm.
So you think people saw our TikTok and were like, ah, oh, these fucking beaners. And
yeah.
I think so, yeah. Exactly.
Go back to where you came from!
Hold on. Honestly, there's like a level of, like, what do you call it? Like,
validity?
Yeah, or it just being believable. Because like Mexicans don't do that sibling shit. Uh-huh. Like that.
Yes, we
incest
do.
Shit. Mm-hmm. And like Sweet Home Alabama. They do, you know what I'm saying?
I should have said she was my cousin, huh?
Yeah. Would have been believable. There you go.
We gotta say like sweet
my
home.
My prima, yeah, yeah. Now we're talking Mexicans do fuck their prima.
Well, we gotta do like, hey, sweet home Zacatecas or some shit, you know? Like, we got our own shit, you know?
Sweet home. Wow.
Dreams, you can do it. You can do dreams.
There are some comments that were like, why do you guys low-key looking like though? I was like, oh.
Damn. So they knew you were capping.
Hey, they said it.
Some people, yes. Yeah, some people, no.
They said it, not me. Yeah. Nah, just play. You don't look like your girl.
Yeah, but the world is fucking racist, bro.
Yeah,
I do think that.
I don't think so at all.
What were we saying before this?
I'm lying.
Because I had a good point.
The Mexico thing, huh? People are darker. Well,
No. That was the point you wanted to land on.
We were talking about vines.
Vines. So, yeah.
Well, maybe Johnny has a point. Go ahead, Johnny.
Oh, no. I was just like, I gave
you the same. Why do you cape for him?
You know what, Johnny? I got you.
Why do you knight for him?
No, I was just going to say that my cousin told me.
You fucked up your phone.
I know, bro. She's like, I had to prove a point, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so like my cousin in Mexico, he told me that it's harder for like his brother to like get a visa and shit because he's like darker compared to like his girlfriend is like super like light skin like me. He's like, dude, it's gonna be easy for her to get it. And like when you're darker, they just make excuses like, yeah, you can't get it because of this or whatever. Like,
yeah.
They just deny you the fucking visa because you're darker.
Fucking grandparents, bro. I've heard this shit before where people say this like, oh, like if your grandparents would be like if you're. Like, grandson or granddaughter would come out like morenito and be like,
I heard that.
Ah, you know, but as if whatever, you know. And but if they were like fucking light skinned, they'd be like, está bien bonito. It's like just fucking, it's just ingrained them, you know. It's like they're not even trying to be racist per se, but for whatever reason, it's always been perceived like, oh, if you're lighter skinned and you got blue eyes and shit, oh, está bien bonito, you know, even in Mexican culture or just Hispanic culture.
And those same grandparents, bro, be dark as fuck, bro.
Yeah,
they be dark as fuck, bro. And it'd be like, you're the one who gave them this blackness. What are you talking about, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fact. No, but you know, you're right. And then.
And it's warped.
Yeah. And that shit comes to like, because if you live in Mexico or in certain parts of Central America.
Yeah.
And South America, there's still like tribes in those countries, right?
Yeah.
Like the actual tribes from those states and shit. And those foods to this day get like discriminated against by people who just speak Spanish, right? Because they still speak their native tongue and people discriminate them because number one, they're browner. And number two, they're not speaking Spanish.
And like they
bro, have different lifestyles. How the fuck are you racist against like, if you, that's where just you like you're looking at your ancestors in sense, you know?
Because there's people, I've seen clips of them and it's like they speak Mayan and shit, right? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. Like they speak Mayan and like they have like huts and like, bro, like they have iPhones, like they live like us, but like they don't, like they live in the dirt and all. It's just that's the way that they live and they're okay with it.
Yeah,
but like they speak Mayan and shit. I'm like, that's fucking crazy. They speak like what we used to speak in a way. Like that's fucking insane.
That shit is cool.
It's kind of dope.
Cool. Yeah, I mean honestly, I'd rather have AC. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah,
AC's cool.
Well, I think that they also have AC too.
It's NFL like a red leaf. Ticket is kind of cool.
The only hood I want to see is Pizza Hut, bro. For real. For real.
Imagine being so disconnected. You pull up, hey, what's a Wi-Fi password?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But those fools actually have Wi-Fi and they're like,
they're not barbarians. Actually,
it's Mayan 123.
Yeah.
It's a click noise inside.
Yeah.
Oh, they tell you Mayan shit.
How do I type that?
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's two clicks.
But that's fucked up though when you think about it, because as soon as like when it comes to, for example, say sports, like the first thing we do is like, we get the Aztec logo and the fucking Mexico jersey, or like the symbols in the background, like, or like the, you know,
and it's so badass.
Yeah.
Or like, you get added, so cool. Like,
ew, I'm not using the restroom.
You're too dark. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, it makes no sense, bro. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're racist.
It's like when white people listen to rap music.
Huh?
Ain't nothing to it.
I'll let you land.
Wait, go ahead.
I'm gonna let you land.
Because he's saying that, like, Mexicans, like, they like to wear the pattern and shit, but then they're, like, racist too.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so you're saying, okay, I get what you're saying. You're saying they bump rap music, but they don't fuck with black people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You were cooking. Oh, we just needed to let him land. Yeah, we just need to let you land, bro.
He was still in the air, though. He was like at 20,000.
He was hovering.
You had to do the YouTube.
You didn't see that family of six you ran over, but it's all good.
Yeah. You know when they have to go, like, the airplane doesn't make it? Like, it doesn't have enough runway, so you have to go again.
Oh, you have to go in circles?
That
was me.
Weather conditions weren't great for landing.
That's what they blamed it on, but it really, you suck at timing.
That's like when you... That's like when you flip a pancake, but a little too early.
Yeah.
You have to wait for the bubbles.
I hate that shit. I hate that shit.
Hey, yo, by the way, fuck pancakes, bro.
I feel you.
Waffles are way better, bro. Why do pancakes exist?
Speaking of waffles, Lena the Plug, imagine. Oh,
Also, you got a pancake ass. Are you guys on butter on waffles?
Imagine you're that fat, bro. You pour some butter on your pussy.
The fucking mantequilla on those lips.
I'll put some sriracha on that bitch.
It's nature's lube.
I call it Asian Ling.
Hey, low key putting food on like during sex. That's some fat shit, huh?
Yeah.
Like if you put chocolate on your titties.
Imagine getting back shots and there's mayonnaise on her back, bro. You think you
Wait, have you guys ever done that?
I mean, there is, but there's not really mayonnaise.
Have you guys ever?
I ate a cookie one time, but that left crumbs on her back. I had to wipe it off.
Have you done that? Have you used food during sex?
We were high.
I don't think so. Like whipped cream and done that?
Mm-hmm.
Just sticky for no fucking reason, dog.
So overrated.
You know what a shower is?
Go take a shower, bitch.
You know a shower is?
Jump in there, you stinky bitch.
Have you done that, Johnny?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He's making a sandwich. Making a sandwich.
It's food with obstacles. It's like, I don't know, want sex. Yeah, just
Johnny just slaps her with a piece of bologna.
Spaghetti.
Hey, bend over, stay still.
He's making skewers.
A whole grill?
Yeah.
Charcoal?
Hey, it smells like fish, but it's not her pussy. It's a whole fucking mojarra.
Is it tuna melt? That bitch is hot. He has a McGriddle.
Is it a molcajete right there?
Yeah.
That's a big ass.
Grinding the salsa?
Yeah.
That'd be fire. Like, we did like a skit. But like at first we started with like normal shit like ice and whipped cream and like strawberries.
Yeah.
There's a full on carnasta.
There's like a whole family grilling on someone's back. They're just having pizzas and shit.
Big ass trompo.
Like, bro, have you seen this shit? I forget what it was.
I wanted to ask Beto too. Have you used food, bro? I shouldn't have asked him, huh? Just kidding.
No, I don't think so. Maybe whipped cream, but no,
like during
I don't think so.
He said maybe like if he's done it while he's been asleep, maybe. I'll put some
grapes in her asshole and then suck it out.
That's real fucking nuts.
I make her squeeze it out and catch him from the other side of the room.
They're like little raisinettes.
That's low key nature's anal rings. Actually, what do we call it? Beads?
Yeah, anal beads. Yeah.
Now that you mention it, at the movies, I would poke a hole.
Anal
on the popcorn bag.
Oh, there you go.
And you let the butter soak down your dick.
That shit burns.
Get him a urethra.
All the salt? Fuck no.
All the salt. That's what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
And first of all, you're lying.
Wait, Johnny, what were you going to say, bro? Before I rudely interrupted you.
Yeah, facts.
I was just going to say, have you seen that shit where they recorded it? I think it was at a party or something like that. And it was just like girls like laying down naked and they just had food on them and shit. Like it was a human charcuterie board.
Kanye West thing?
I think so.
Where it's like they were using them as like human sculptures.
No. Like
art goes way too.
But there was food on them and shit.
Yeah, it was food on them.
I think it was a Kanye West party. I'm not sure.
I don't know, but it looked cool. It's like, bro, like you only have so much to pick from and you're going to get grapes instead of a titty. That's crazy.
Art is really retarded, bro. Like that.
Try it again.
Art is fucking retarded, bro. It's
let him cook. All right, go ahead.
If we're being for real, they do the dumbest shit, and
it's
just
a rich people shit.
Yeah, and they just say it's art, bro, and it's like, no, it's not. Like,
it's a splatter.
Just, you just came on a fucking canvas. Yeah.
It's just a signal of fucking
status.
Yeah,
it really that's all it is, bro.
You know, you sound like the influencers.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's more to them.
Yeah,
and they think that they're artsy.
Yeah,
and it's like, no, you suck at drawing. Stop doing that.
Yeah,
people just know who you are, bro.
It's just
but people, you suck at what you do.
Yeah, and just people just aren't. They don't have the balls to be like that. Does not look like a woman. That looks like dog shit, bro.
I feel like that's what people do. Like artists, big ass quotes, and some of you artists.
Mm-hmm.
That just got popping off of like rich people who like, oh, his stuff is cool.
He's so obscure.
Cool. Yeah, he's so like this, and it's just like, and I look at him
so retarded.
I'm not. I'm not one to judge because I can't really draw stick figures that good, but this is ass.
Yeah,
you know, respectfully, this is ass.
Yeah.
Well, there's definitely some art that I do think is fucking beautiful. Like,
no, that's the, I know, and I'm
like,
not talking.
Like, I'm not talking about
like sculptures and shit.
Okay, but there's same, some there's some, like some bullshit ass sculpture.
Yeah, yeah, no, I for you
like,
I,
the, like the Ronaldo one, his statue.
Yeah,
yeah, that one's
talk
gorgeous.
About art, bro.
No, yeah, but yeah, there's definitely dope. Some art that, but that's is beautiful. The obscure art is what's annoying, right?
Like the, yeah.
Like the at Lachma,
like the power, the power,
yeah, Ligma.
Like the power drill with the pay on TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just attacked the that's whole fire. Fucking. I just yeah. attacked the whole like. It, I'm just like.
I'm over it.
No, they sell it like it's their like they did something crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like I could get a all right, but I mean I'm not gonna do that. But I get a power drill.
That's have like you heard? When, of, that's like when they leave the paint. They tie it to the ceiling and
they just throw it,
swing it, yeah. And they're like, "Damn, that looks beautiful." Like,
no,
my emotions. And I'm feeling
I've seen,
inside.
I've seen the opposite of that, where like you'll see a food just splatter. Right, and you're just like, what the fuck? And it's like super close, right?
And you're like, yeah. This is nothing.
Like, what? These just splattering paint, and then like they fucking zoom out, and it's like Kobe Bryant. You're like, how the fuck did you do
all that? The people that, yeah. that
whoa, he got. The, oh, I can't even say the joke.
That dude in the mirror, in like a mirror frame, like they do it in like a mirror frame, and you can only see it.
Oh, like, mirrored.
And mirrored.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or they do it backwards, and then they flip the thing back.
Yes, that was on like on yeah. America's Got yeah, Talent. I don't know if you ever seen it.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, that's fucking.
Where crazy. They're literally like. They're fucking hitting the red buzzer like, and that fool just keeps going. And they're like, how come this fool's not getting off the fucking stage? Yeah. And that fool just goes, oh, oh my God.
Imagine if he would have got like the security got him and he's like, wait, I'm not finished. I'm not finished.
Yeah, yeah, get out of here.
Or, or even worse, everybody's like, fuck yeah. But then they're like, but bro, we gave you the buzzers, dog, so you're out. Like,
you still gotta go
yeah,
home.
Yeah, bro. This is yeah, bro.
Be faster next time.
What do you think you would do if you won America's Got Talent?
Bro, I
started a podcast with my homies.
I was gonna talk about artists.
Oh, then let's talk about artists.
All I was gonna say was like, on the contrary to something that I do, like I saw some girl on the Instagram, and she was drawing like a big ass I would say like 24 by 24, and she's like drawing this 24 by 24. And like she's on like a railer, I guess, where she just puts her knees and like it's above. Like she has to like paddle herself over, like she has to maneuver herself on top of the because she can't stand in the middle.
Yeah,
it's on the floor, bro. And she's like moving herself and shifting her to the left, and she's hovering over and she's like painting like details. And I'm like,
bro,
that's an artist.
Yeah,
an artist.
You know what I hate?
Don't swing no fucking paint.
I hate like those handicap artists. Like where they just don't.
Okay, have, here we go.
Hold on,
here we go.
Like they're just in a wheelchair or they're missing an arm. Like,
but we gotta applaud them just because they're in a wheelchair.
Fuck,
stupid.
Anybody could lose a leg, bro. Come on, let's be real.
Facts.
I bet that you'd be a really good artist if you had working legs. I'm sure it'd be way different.
My thing is like you're doing too much. Yeah. You're doing too much for your body right now. What are you doing right now?
Okay, but what if they're good though?
It doesn't matter. You're doing too much. Just stop. Just sit down in your fucking chair.
I saw that actually is fucking. I don't know why this inspired me, but. I saw a clip.
I'm also just spitting bullshit.
Of like
now.
A group of men that are all handicapped and they're like missing limbs and shit. And like, you know, they're like, they're using like stilts and shit to like play soccer.
Yeah.
And they're playing against a woman's team and they're whooping their ass, bro.
Capable woman?
Yeah, bro. Like full on fucking semi pro girls and shit. I'm like, that's kind of fucking embarrassing, bro.
That's like proof. Even half a man is better than men than woman.
It's crazy though. I just don't understand why they're not getting paid the same as the men. You know? Like, it makes no sense.
August 2nd, the merch drops. Body positivity also. Equal rights, equal fights, or whatever the fuck they say.
Equal
rights, equal lefts.
I guess what I like about the art is sometimes when you like how you're talking about what makes it art is not only what it looks like, but also the process of them doing
what it takes.
Like, yeah, the process of it. Like, how did you come to the conclusion that if you put these fucking dots and you're like you're just fucking shooting darts at a dartboard and you're like, oh, I'm gonna make the Mona Lisa, you know?
Also the dudes that do that, like the Rubik's Cubes.
Yeah.
And they fucking.
Oh, yeah. That's
bro, that's sick. Crazy. I'm like, dog, there's no way that's fucking Scooby Doo.
That motherfucker.
That's crazy.
That motherfucker.
He's looking at he's looking at a dude who's just doing a coloring book. Just connect the dots. You know the activity books and shit?
He's like, is that constellation? Hey, I love those. Those are dope.
There's no way it's gonna be
1, 2, 3. No way it builds Scooby Doo. 5, 6, 7, 8. What the?
Reggie?
It's crazy.
Johnny's looking by
the way. There's no way that thing's real.
Did that shit, you ever seen something? You're like, dude, yeah, come on. Those were sick though. Come on. It like went through 40.
That was
like,
a lot of ones.
There's no way he's gonna get through the maze.
That was a lot of ones. That was a lot of ones to color in brown.
Yeah. Imagine being dyslexic doing that shit though.
Yeah. I did it right. Yeah. I did 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, you skipped 2 and 3.
Yes. No, that's a 2. Yeah.
Nah, that motherfucker, Michelangelo, I think.
That fool, Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. That fool too. No, the artist from the fucking God knows what century,
the Renaissance.
Yeah. But that motherfucker would literally just start hitting these boulders of rocks, bro. Like just freaking free balling.
Okay,
bro.
SpongeBob did
making
that.
Making these beautiful. SpongeBob did that. Which is boom. Squidward was fucking flabbergasted.
And then the guy at the end.
Oh, well, yeah, with the bubbles, remember? Yeah. He was doing the blunt.
Yeah, but Michelangelo did this shit. He was just freeballing, bro. Like, how the fuck? No fucking, no sketch, nothing. That just bing, bing, bing. Beautiful sculptures.
Here's a dick.
The little pititos, but it is a dick.
He's
the one that built the Statue of David, right?
Yeah. Well, some people don't like the big ones on their sculptures.
You got a statue?
Well, it was like looked down upon.
Yeah.
The reason they would put them small dicks on there is because
well, you're soft.
Huh?
Yeah. No, it makes you more aerodynamic when you fight.
You always want to hear what?
Go.
So the reason they would use small dicks
small dicks.
It was because you know that fool Rain. It was in the office.
Wilson,
he was sitting next to the guy. Yeah. He didn't know.
Did he recognize him?
He was ready to fucking ask.
Why? I want to know why, Gazelle.
Wait for real?
Yeah. I was rolling this summer, Beto.
Advice shoot.
No. So the reason they did it is because if you had a big dick in those days, they was looked down upon on because that means all your blood was going not to your brain, it was going to your cock. Which is fucking stupid.
You're fucking stupid, bro. They don't deserve.
Well, that's the way they used to see life and shit.
They don't deserve democracy.
I would have fucking thrived back
then. I'm really him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, phew.
Hey, chill.
I almost fucking called eyes on my parents.
Well, imagine if you had like a big ass dick and you had to go into a battle.
I don't have to imagine.
You gotta swing across like 2 swords. I'll dick smack some people.
You think that logic holds some weight though? Like, you think fools with big dicks are stupid?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Johnny, whip it out.
So stupid, I think.
I don't know. No, I don't know. That's an interesting...
Johnny, you must have a fucking huge...
You're fucking retarded, bro.
I feel like you're too, because
you're fucking hot. Because
I feel like you're smart, that clip would drop.
Oh, shit.
To the floor,
you don't want me to tell you what you need to drop.
For that. Shit.
You...
crazy. Oh,
sorry, you can believe that.
Yeah, I'll believe it.
Yeah, drop the whoppers and just
Whopper
Junior.
I'm excited for football season, bro. No
cap. Oh, not for real.
Really?
Yeah,
I really am.
I am. I've been doing like all the mock drafts and shit. You know what's stupid about the mock drafts?
That you leave the sound on every time it's your turn.
Oh, yeah, that was really stupid.
Yeah. I like it. It makes me feel like I'm in a draft. It makes me feel like I'm getting drafted to the military. But I've been doing like a bunch of mock, but it's stupid because whatever plan you have in a mock draft fucking goes out the fucking window when you're in the real draft with your homies and shit.
Is it?
Oh yeah,
because then you have homies. Okay, you have Johnny and he goes from fucking picks up a kicker like the third round. Yeah, and you're like, what the fuck?
Our draft is a shit show.
Yeah,
every year.
Okay, but what is it? Is it the fact that you're trying to be the spectacular one, like to grab a sleeper, or is it because like besides the fact that everyone's picking the top fucking dogs, you know, like the. Or is it like your homies are like judging who you're gonna buy? Who
it's
gonna
get. It's because mock drafts, bro. They're too
formulaic.
People who are doing mock drafts is because they know what's up, you know, and they also know the rankings and shit. Yeah. So, but that's such a boring way to fucking draft too, where you're literally just going by the rankings.
It's too formulaic.
It's like, pick a player that you think might pop off this year, you know. But they play it safe. They'll go with fucking Keenan Allen, you know.
Yeah.
And
fuck up his hamstring week 2.
The more you do these, it's like they're just all the fucking same. So that's why I kind of like our shit, where there's a little bit of level of randomness. Yeah. But also, you can't really prepare for our draft.
First round, I'm feeling Devontae Smith. Like, what the fuck, bro?
Skinny Batman.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. But I don't know.
To be fair, I mean, last fucking year I fucked up too. I think I drafted, or the year before that, I drafted like Gronkowski. That's like my first pick of shit.
How'd your draft go, Veto?
I got robbed.
You did get robbed. Yeah.
Committed the robbery.
I was
fucked too. My fucking damn, I had like 3 people that went to fucking prison, bro. I was fucked.
You also don't pay attention to the games.
Yeah, yeah, my bad.
You drafted Henry Ruggs.
And my bad for not knowing that Ruggs is going to hit 150 in fucking Vegas and kill a dog. My bad.
You killed a lady, no?
He killed a person, dog. He killed a dog.
Yeah, and a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's way more important.
Yeah. That's where I draw the line.
So you draw the line?
Hey, Loki, though, speaking of dogs. Is there?
They
is
rob. There, is this, they
roban.
Speaking of dogs, I hope that I hope that Harley's doing okay.
Okay, she's cool. He said she's cool. No, but I wanted to know what you guys think is the ugliest fucking dog. Like, what dog is the ugliest fucking dog?
The English bulldog.
Pugs.
Pugs are pretty ugly.
Pugs are fucking ugly, huh?
I think bulldogs are fucking ugly too, and they slobber.
I've never seen the appeal of an English bulldog.
Fucking lazy ass.
We have a Frenchie. That fool's cute sometimes, but
Frenchies are ugly too, bro.
I like them,
but you
I
know how like they're fucking ugly though. They're objectively, cute. Just looking at them, they're fucking ugly as the ugly ass dogs, and they're like the most requested dog right now, right?
They finally beat their golden retriever. The golden retriever.
The golden retriever.
Yeah, that motherfucker's a gangster. He's a blood. Imagine Air Bud was a blood. That's Air Blood.
Air Bud's crazy.
You guys like Frenchies though, for real? They're ugly, bro.
I like Frenchies. Well, it depends who I'm Frenching. My homies.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. My uncle. What?
I think you guys are spot on though. I think the pugs are fucking tamfeulos.
There's a lot of ugly chihuahuas out there.
The stupid ass lob dogs.
There's gonna be some ugly ass.
Oh, I hate those dogs.
Lob dogs. That's why they're always down the road.
Poodle. I hate Yorkies too.
Nobody stops for those shits when they hit them. They're just like, all right, cool, keep it pushing.
I'll back up. I'll go again.
Ugly too.
Poodles. Yeah. And they're vicious too.
I heard.
They're fucking like they're scary.
Chihuahuas are ugly as fuck too. Fuck them. Yeah.
But not those original ones though.
Look at this one.
Yeah, what bro, that's fucking ugly.
You find that bonito, güey.
That should look like Whoopi Goldberg, bro. All
right, bitch.
What's that Whoopi Goldberg looking ass dog? Yeah.
What's the ugliest animal then? Who do you guys think is ugly?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Besides Whoopi.
Ugliest?
Whoopi.
I think sloths are kind of ugly. I don't know.
Fucking tacuaches.
Tacuaches, which is Edgar's and shit?
I think they're kind of cute, bro.
Our little cousins.
What are tacuaches? Wait, which ones are those?
Possums.
Those fools are ugly, dog.
I think they're kind of cute, bro. Like when they're not fucking hissing at you.
There are only what is this called?
What?
And in California, I mean, in
marsupials.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You know who I think are cute? Raccoons. They kind of look like dogs and shit.
Hey man, fuck that raccoon, bro. That motherfucker broke into my fucking freezer, dog.
For real?
Yeah, it's a fucking raccoon. We had to put locks on the fucking freezer door because a fucking raccoon was going into the garage and opening the fucking freezer. And we look and there's fucking little fucking things of meat and shit.
Oh, shit.
The whole fucking packet of meat. Took like 3 packs of meat, bro.
You gotta throw away everything in that.
You gotta throw everything away, bro. You gotta clean that shit, bro.
You know damn well that animal got some when he got home, bro. He's like, guess what I got?
Yeah.
Guess what I got?
Imagine he's feeding his bitch while he's fucking her. He's just making like a sandwich and shit. That's my chicken breast, bro. What the fuck?
That fool pulled up like Messi after Publix and shit.
Yeah.
A little cart.
Yeah, he pulled. Yeah. And
so everyone else he ran a red light. Everyone knows about walnuts and almonds. Guess what I brought? I brought fucking
we're having salmon tonight, buddies. Fuck you, bro.
Fucking wreck.
Look,
they do.
I think that's the ugliest animal.
What is that?
It's a naked mole rat. You know, like from Kim Possible.
Yeah, you're right. That
just isn't my dick, bro. For real.
Yeah, look. I've seen it.
Hey, dog.
That shit even kind of acts like
at least
it's
you shave. I mean,
yeah.
Nah, bro.
Look at those fish, the ones that have like the light.
Those are called angler fish.
Like bro, like go to dentist. What the fuck?
Yeah,
bro, go a fish going to see a dentist, bro. It's fucking
okay.
Dumb.
They have not fucking really. I don't expect the fucking blowfish to go out of water.
He's in the waiting room.
Oh, Mr. Blowfish, you're next. Yeah. Bro, like the fuck. Like
so okay what? So we have
this fool got an appointment.
Yeah, imagine he's like, bro, you've been biting.
Oh, sorry, it's no walking.
Yeah, so you've been. You've been grinding your teeth while you're sleeping.
The guy swam here, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Maybe calm down on the plankton. It's what I eat. Like, bro, like, obviously not really dreams.
Yeah. Like, no shit. The fact that you think I'm still, like, on your ass about it. That's crazy to me.
That's fucking funny.
Fucking fish.
What'd you name him? Mr. What?
Mr. Bluffish. Yeah, I'm Mr. Bluffish. It's not walking today.
You kind of look like a.
I had an appointment. Yeah, I don't record on here.
We don't.
It's not in the book.
We don't treat fish here, dog.
You know what I heard is that they can tell, like the dentist could tell, like last time that you suck a dick.
Yeah, they can.
They told me last time when I went.
Okay. Yeah, I was there.
Thank you, Beto, for saying that one. Yeah, but I heard that they could do that. That they could look at your like your tonsils and stuff, or like see the back of your tongue, like yeah. you can't yeah. scrub basically, and they could tell like if you suck dick.
Yo, Beto's loving that joke.
Yeah. That show's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't tell.
Yeah, that's which, embarrassing, bro. I imagine.
I mean, I've every single I.
Time I mean, yeah, I it must be being embarrassing for you to fucking.
Pick. I think it was more embarrassing.
All right, now spit.
I think it was more embarrassing is that I got fucking 13 cavities for the last time I went. Nah, worried not, about
and you're sucking dick.
Hey, no, but
all right, spit. No, yeah. I don't.
No. No, I don't.
They're like, we know, yeah.
But by the way, who's yeah. not sucking dick? Oh,
I
lesbians,
know.
Huh?
Us?
Lesbians.
I don't know.
Lesbians, those fake ass people.
It's not existing. By the way, all the comments of everybody agreeing with Cooter was just crazy.
People were agreeing with Cooter.
They agreed? I didn't even want to go look at the comments. I was afraid of hate.
That's funny.
That's just fucking.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So, yeah. But I don't
you
know
what we should talk about, actually, because it's coming up next week, mm-hmm. is a live show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, July 22nd is a live show.
Is that shit sold out already?
There's still a couple tickets, but we already have 97.
I feel like that shit is shit.
97 tickets sold. Right? Yeah. It's doing, I don't know.
Has that spot ever had 90 people in there?
It's a fucking fire. It's a fucking fire hazard for sure. I'll tell you that.
Because it's not like a, oh, I've never been, but from what I know, you guys have told me it's not like a.
It's not huge.
It's not huge, right? Like
it's huge, but it's just so sectioned off. And the part that isn't sectioned off.
Right, because it's like studio space, yeah. right? So there's like, it is a big. It's a big space, venue. But it's split up into like sections, right?
Yeah. So you're gonna just hear me behind the gardens section.
So maybe some people are gonna be standing. Damn, get there early. If you guys bought a ticket, get there early.
We'll
so you guys understand.
Imagine I don't have
a
seat.
Are, aren't we?
Yeah, we're good. We're gonna be up in the rafters. I'm gonna make sure we get that spot up
next
there.
Thing?
Yeah.
It starts at 8, huh?
I love that you know that.
Because you guys bring it up all the time.
You're fucking welcome.
like Sting?
Like Sting, yeah, yeah. Like out the mask.
It starts at 8. I talked to him and he told me it starts at 8. I don't know how he's going to fit all the performances. So I think it's going to be like a song, right?
When does it end is the question. Whenever?
Two
in the morning. Because there's going to be an after party. And
8 yeah. to 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
That shit is Coachella, dog.
But he's only having the ones that paid for the after show tickets stay. The other ones have to leave, I guess.
There's after show tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's 20 bucks for the after show.
You paid more for the after show.
Yeah, it was 20 bucks.
So if you guys don't already know, on July 22nd in Studio M, make sure you guys go and buy your tickets. The link was in my bio. I don't know if it's in PLP's, but...
It was in the last
episode. It was in the... Yeah, if you want to go back and look back at the other episode, if you go through Eventbrite... July 22nd, the Lit Outlet is having their live show. Special performances from Sunny Babel... myself, I'm gonna have a couple of features that you know some homie surprise dude. People that are gonna be there. Obviously the PLP gang is gonna be there. The homies are gonna be in the building, and it's gonna be a really good night. It's gonna be a really exciting time. Yep, make sure you guys go and buy your tickets before they're fucking sold out, because we are running out.
I think
tickets.
I might just rock the same fit just yeah. for just the yeah. merch and shit.
Yeah, yeah. We just never change.
But mind your business if I'm rocking the same shit.
Hey, from this point forward, we just never change. No. We just always wear the same shirts.
I do want to do that at some point. Like yeah. just only wear merch. I don't ever want to wear anything else.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, well, when we get enough.
Also, drops. I got to buy less shit.
Yeah. Also, we were like with the club with Nike for me.
I mean, I'll wear like a Mexico jersey here and there.
Yeah.
But if we collab?
With PFP?
With Mexico?
With Adidas and shit. Like that. Collab with Mexico. Yeah, with Mexico. Yeah, call the president.
Not even our collab. Like, yeah, like no shit.
Yeah.
Wait, bro, do you think a fish can go to the dentist? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, so yeah, July 22nd. Make sure you guys go and get your tickets.
Oh, yeah. What's
your thank you. We're really excited. I'm gonna play some songs. I'm gonna play some old shit, some shit from your guys' favorite greatest hits, I guess. the two greatest hits that I have.
You're up there going yeah. Billie Jean.
Yeah. I'm just singing every songs. I'm walking on sunshine. Oh, it's gonna feel good. And then I got a couple songs that are unreleased that I want to premiere for you guys. So I hope you guys go in there and
one
get
of them,
a sneak peek.
All the best hits.
Fish of the Dentist.
So
yeah.
Great song. So, wait,
yeah.
So what you're hearing is Dream's gonna be on stage from 8 to 8:30.
Yeah. So what you're hearing. I only got a 15-minute set, bro. I go right before Sunny Babel, I think. So today there's going to be a dress rehearsal, but obviously I can't make it because it's fucking all the way over there. But I'm going to show up early, and then they're going to tell me about the set times and stuff. We're going to just have a good old-fashioned, you know, shootout right there. We're just going to
shoot out the whole fucking block. But yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be sick. I appreciate all the fans pulling up. We also have a show coming up August 30th, me and Dreams.
Yeah, so opening up Robles.
Right around the corner.
So yeah. Yep. Oh,
that shit might sell out.
You had to just give me anxiety right now when you said that shit, bro. I'm like, I got to start writing, man. Imagine.
Oh, you're crazy.
Nah, I wrote a lot. But it's about working shit into
the you haven't wrote yet?
Yeah.
Because I have.
You know Fish can go to the dentist?
I wrote it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
I did.
Okay, so don't forget, guys. The live show is next week. So if you guys want to go to that, it's going to be an in LA.
July 22nd, we will all be there. Pull up or be square. We're going to be there dancing all fucking night until like 10.
Facts. Everybody put two fingers in the air. The
stars August 2nd, the merch will be going on pre-sale. We still have, I think, two more podcasts to talk about this, so we're just going to keep putting it down your fucking head regardless. But yeah, August 2nd is the pre-sale for that. August Section 22nd, 80, high power. Right? It's going to be Alfred Robles' show. So those
August 30th,
my fault. August 30th is going to be Alfred Robles.
Yeah, that's really excited.
Pull up to that shit. We're all going to be in the fucking building.
Oh, yeah.
The boys are going to be performing for the first time. They're going to open up for the boy Alfred Robles.
Yeah.
Alfred Robles is also going to bring some of his homies. So, and then they're all comedians. They're gonna be, it's going to be a fun ass fucking time. Pull up. I'm sure that Alfred's going to be down to fucking.
To fuck.
Afterwards, he's going to take pictures of everybody. I know he's just a good guy. He's going to take pictures of everybody. And we'll be there just standing next to him taking pictures for y'all.
So let's we'll hold the camera for you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of things going on. If you guys have the means, of course. If you don't have the means, chill the fuck.
You're good, bro.
You're good. Don't worry.
You're just not a real follower.
Yeah.
If you don't go broke for us, fuck you.
Yeah. Pussy ass bitches.
I mean, your kids could fucking afford to miss a meal or two. They're
you pussy ass fat motherfuckers. And with that, we out.
This is the Fat Phobic Ponte Las Pilas podcast.
The only fucking podcast in the IE that stays on that fat phobic shit. We the best music.
But also, we're also body positive.
Yeah.
But we just depends and we love you.
So shout out.
Depends when you get
that being said, shout out my girl. Shout out my family and friends. Shout out to other people who have been shouting us out.
Yep.
Shout out to Wolf Logic. They got a fucking desert rave out there. And
tonight.
Towards Lancaster, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Shout out to my girl, my family, friends, obviously, like I already said. And with that, I'm going to pass it on to Johnny, who has his shout outs.
I want to give a shout out to everybody.
All right, we out.
Everybody that be supporting us, always tuning in and always just sharing. I want to say thank you to everybody that be writing hard for us. And thanks to everybody.
Write this one hard, bitch.
Yeah.
Facts. My end as well. Same people. My lady and my family, of course. The people who be supporting us. The people who are going to fucking buy the merch. Also, the people who be joining the lives on Saturdays is dope as fuck. There was a lot of you today. It was great. We're just teasing the merch for you, motherfuckers. But yeah, that's it. Nobody really important.
And Dito in the back, shout out to you.
Thank you.
First of all, me here.
Shout out everybody who's been showing me support lately. I've been getting a lot of love
from
the podcast. People following me on Instagram, people following my YouTube channel. Go follow my YouTube
channel. Yeah.
Go subscribe to Brianna and Beth on YouTube.
What are you at right now? Subscriber count?
I think 168 or 169.
Let's get my boy to 200. Come on, guys. Go check out his vlogs, man.
Yeah, and shout out my girl, shout out my friends who actually listen to this shit.
Yeah.
And shout out to everybody who just shows me love.
Sure, and I'll be linking Beto's channel in the description if you guys want to go subscribe to that.
Don't do that.
Facts. And shout out to my family. Shout out to the boys for being here. Shout out to Wolf Logic that I will not be seeing tonight. So I will be at my niece's birthday party with my family. What are you doing tonight, Johnny?
I'm going to go see First Adagita.
Oh,
okay.
At
the BMO. So I'll be there.
Fire.
Shout out Juan too. Yeah. Shout out Juan.
Homie,
man. He's the
one who made all this shit possible.
Yep.
We wouldn't be what we are today without him.
Facts.
That's the homie. Shout out all his stuff.
Shout out Tenfold.
Yeah, Tenfold, No Sellouts, and all that. And all his companies. Like, he's helping us a lot.
He's doing his thing.
Hell yeah.
So go hella tax evasion, huh?
Hella.
It's all kinds.
We got 3 years, baby.
Yeah. And shout out again the boys. Shout out my family. Shout out my girl. With that, we out. Peace.
Lates.